Hey Tess, and Aleph. We'll start with the Mishnah on Peches and Beis on the bottom. The Mishnah and Gemara are going to discuss a pasuk Meneda Amanu Grusha. Coincidentally, it is a pasuk in the beginning of this week's parasha, Parashas Matos, which we've been discussing this whole Masechta in and out. We know that when a daughter is in Rishus of her father can be made for an Nedarim. When she's a Naira, if she gets married she's an Erisin, the father still has Rishus over her and the father shares the rights to be made for the Neder with the husband. Once she has Nisuin, she's no longer under her father's Rishus, she's in the Rishus of her husband. The husband alone is made for her Nedarim. If her marriage ends after Nisuin, then she's on her own. She's no longer in the Rishus of her father or of her husband. And that's this Pasuk of Neda Almano Grusha. The Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud, Neda Almano Grusha, Neder done by, made by a widow or a divorcee, Klasha Asra Nafsha, and Amsha Yakum Aleh. Anything that she makes Asra on herself will stand. There's no one to contest that Neder. We know that there's Hakama, there's Hafara. The Hafara is when either the father, when she's in his rishus, or the husband, when she's in his rishus, is made for the nether. But over here, there's no one to contest the nether. She's an almana, she's a widow or a divorcee. So kasha asa nafshi yakum aleh. Says the Mishnah, neda almana grusha yakum aleh. So it's a paraphrase. The pasuk is neda almana grusha kasha asa nafshi yakum aleh. The Mishnah kind of says it in shorthand. Ketzad. What's this referring to? So the Mishnah is going to say there's another chiddush in this pasuk that this pasuk is alluding to. Amra hareini nizira la'achar shloshim yom. The woman would say, I'm going to be a nizira after 30 days. So I want to be a nizira, but not that it should start right now. I'm saying now that it should take effect 30 days from now. So afa bishan nisis b'toch lamid eino yachol lehafer. Even though she gets married within 30 days, he can't be made for the nether. The husband, after Nisuin, normally he can be made for his wife's Nedarim. He can only be made for the wife's Nedarim that she makes after Nisuin. Here it's a Neder that she made before the Nisuin. So even though the Neder is taking effect after Nisuin, so we would have thought that perhaps he should be able to be made for it because it's taking effect now and it's only kicking in after the Nisuin because he married her before the 30 days ends. So we would have thought that he should be able to be made for it. The Mishnah says he can't be made for it because the Mishnah says it goes by the time that she made the neder, the time that she said the neder. So eino yachol lehafer. However, the Mishnah says neder v'hibershus habal. If it was the opposite case, if when the time she made the neder she was already in the rishus of her husband, meaning she was already in the suin, made for law, then he can be made for ketzat. And how does that play out? Amra hareini nizira la'achar lamed. Let's say she's married and she says, I'm going to be nizira 30 days from now. Afa pishnis almana unizgasha b'toch lamed harei zeh mufar. Even though her husband died before the 30 days rolled around, or she got divorced within 30 days, it's mufar. If the husband was made for the neder the day that she said it, he's able to be made for it, even though it hasn't taken effect yet. So the moment she says it, he's able to be made for it. And again, we go after the time of the amira, not the time of when the neder takes effect. The Ran on the bottom of Peches on the base explains this. Even though she got married within the 30, he's not able to make for the Van Dei Krala Achi Asa. Says the Ran, the pasuk has to be talking about this. The E below, and this is a more complicated case than the simple reading of the pasuk. The simple reading of the pasuk is that of an Almano Grusha makes a nether. The nether is uncontested. It's Yakum Aleh. It's going to stand because there's no one to interfere with it. Says the Ran, the pasuk has to be talking about this case of where she made a neder to be taking effect at a later time, and then she gets married in the middle of the 30-day period. To eid below nisus, if it's talking about where she didn't get married, lama itzrach kral lamar diyakum alea. Why would we need a pasuk to say that the neder is going to stand? Pshita man made for that. It's obvious. There's no one to be made for it. So that would be a simple thing. So we don't need a pasuk to teach us that. Alavade nisus itzrach itzrach. Rather, it must be the pasuk is coming to teach us a chiddush in this case where she became married after the neder was made, but before the neder took effect. Lomar dekema deshin neder ba'oda almana. To say that since she made a neder when she was still an almana, afa v'shamra sheyachal neder la'achar la'mid yom, even though she said the neder will take effect after 30 days. Kinis is la'achar mikain. Eino mefer, when she gets married afterwards, the husband cannot be mefer. Mishin basa amira azlinon, shenadra kodem shenesis. Eino ba mefer bekomen, because we go after the time of the amira when it was said. She said that she made the neder before she had nisuin. The baal can't be mefer bekomen, meaning the baal can't be mefer if it's a nisua. He can only be mefer nedarim, which she makes after they get married, but not nedarim which she already had before she got married and she brings into the marriage, as it were. So even though over here the neder didn't really have an effect before the marriage because it only took effect after Laman Yom, still, since it goes after Amira, that's also called a neder of Kodman, and then the Nasoi, the husband who has Nisun with her, cannot be made for that neder. The Mishnah said the reverse case: if she was already married when she made the neder, then he can be made for it, even if the neder is going to take effect at a later time, and even if she's not married to him at that time, he's still able to be made for her. Because we go after the time of the Amira, whether it's Lekula or Lechumra, whether it's to prevent the husband from being Mefer, which is the first case of the Mishnah, whether it's to be lenient on him, then he can be Mefer, which is the second case of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah goes on to say another halakha, another Boba Yom, and his Garsha Boba Yom, Hechzira Boba Yom. So this is talking about, as the Ran will say, she was married with Nisuin when she made the Neder, and then she got divorced the same day, and then the husband decided to remarry her and take her back the same day. So in between his two times marrying her, he divorced her. So Eino Yachal LaHafer, he can't be Mefer. As we said, that the husband cannot be Mefer in the Nedarim which she made before the Nisuin. And here, since she left him and she left his Rishus for a time, even if it was only for a short amount of time, within the same day, that's already considered when he remarries her, that's a neder that was before the Nisuin, before his second Nisuin. And Zeh HaKlal Kol Shiyatzo L'Rishus Atzma Sha'a Achas Eino Yachal LaHafer. So the Mishnah adds, there's a general rule that as a rule, whenever she goes out into her own domain for even one moment, for 1 hour, one time, he's not able to make her when he takes her back, because then it'll be considered a neder of Kodman. Says the Ran, Nadar Baba Yom B'Yom Shenisis, this is talking about where she made a neder the day of Nisuin, so not Erisin, but rather Nisuin. The Gemara said in earlier Perek, the Gemara discussed this line of the Mishnah, and the Gemara said this is talking about Bishan Nisesun, Eskarsha Baba Yom. That's talking specifically where she had Nisuin, not Erisin, but Nisuin, and she got divorced that day. And Chazir Baba Yom, they took her back the same day. Eino Yachal Afer, Shaina Baal Mefer, Mekodmin, the Baal cannot be Mefer, the Nadarim that were before the Nisuin. V'ihach Chazar de Erisin Belchunhi. Let's say the Ran says, let's say the Chazara, the second time he married her, let's say he had simply done Erisin and not done complete Nisuin yet. If it was only Erisin, Nami Eino Yachal Afer, he also would not be able to be mefer with the partnership of the father, because we know an aris is mefer with the partnership of the father. Aris is not mefer by himself. He and the father together are mefer. That's the whole parak of Naam Rasa is based on that. So if the second time around when he married her with arisin only, he can't be mefer b'shut v'sa'av. The kemish nisseis shuv ein la'aviyah v'zuchus ba'av. Because since she got nisuin the first time, and the first marriage was an Nisuin marriage, then she no longer is in the jurisdiction of her father, and once she leaves her father's Rishos, she doesn't go back to her father's Rishos, and the father cannot be Mefer. And the Aris himself wouldn't be able to be Mefer, because the Aris can only be Mefer if he has a father to Mefer with, so therefore he would not be able to be Mefer in that case as well. When the Mishnah says that she made a neder the same day of the marriage, and that the same day she got divorced and remarried, it's for a chiddush. The chiddush is that even though that day that she got married and she made the neder, she was in her father's rishus part of that day, because she got married, let's say, at middle of the day, and she was in her father's rishus in the morning of that day. She was in her father's rishus still, once she has nisuin, she doesn't have takana, she can't go back to her father's rishus, and even if the second marriage was erisin, she would not be able to be the new aris would not be able to be made for with the father even the same day, because she left her father, even Shah Achas, as she left her father's Rishos, he cannot be Mefer, and her neder will stand. Says the Gemara, Tanya, the Gemara brings a Braisa, and the Braisa is similar to the case of the Mishnah, and except that the Mishnah was talking about a case where a woman said, I'm going to be a Nazira after 30 days, and here she says something a little different. Tanya, Amanu Grusha Shamra Harina Nazira Lekisha and Nase. A woman who's a single, she's a widow or a divorcee, and she says, I'm going to be Nazira when I become married. So as opposed to the Mishnah where she said, I'm going to be a Nazira after 30 days, she says, I'm going to become a Nazira when I become married. V'nisis, and then she gets had Nisun. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yafer. Rabbi Kiva Omer Ilo Yafer. Rabbi Shmuel says, he can be Mifra. Rabbi Shmuel says, we go after the Nisun. And since the time of the Neder took effect, since the Neder is taking effect now in Nisun, and the husband is able to be Mifra the Neder. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Yafer. Rabbi Kiva says, Lo Yafer, because Rabbi Akiva goes after the time that she made the neder. Time that she made the neder, she was not married with Nisuin, so therefore the husband cannot touch that neder and the lo yafer. So this is similar to the opinion of our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, there was no machlokas. The Mishnah said that he can't be mefer in such a case. That's similar to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Simana yalali, and there's a simon to this. Ish is ish sha'amra harini nazira. Let's say it was a case where she was already married, and she said, I'm going to be a Nazir, the Kisha as Garish. I'll be a Nazir when I become divorced, and as Garsha. So again, it's like a reverse case. Here she starts off saying the Neder when she's married, and she says, I'm going to be a Nazir when I get divorced, and then she gets divorced. Bishmal Omer Lo Yafer. Bishmal says he can't be Mefer, because again, Bishmal goes after the time of the Chalos, when the Neder takes effect, and at the time the Neder takes effect, he's no longer married to her, so he can't be Mefer. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yafer, Rabbi Akiva says he is able to be Mefer because we go after the time the Neder was made, and at the time that it was made, she was in Eishes Ish, therefore the husband is able to be Mefer. Amar Rabbi Shmuel. So this is the Brisa continuing. Rabbi Shmuel says, where do I get when I hold that it goes? We go after the time the Neder takes effect. That the pasuk that we're dealing with, the same pasuk which the Mishnah started with, Neder Almano Grusha Klasha Asa Nafshi Yalkam Aleha, it talks about the Neder Almano Grusha, that in order for it to be a Neder which is not going to be touched by anyone else, it has to be go after the time of the Neder, when the Neder was. When is it a neder? So if the neder takes effect at a time of Amun HaSegirishin, that's what we go with. We go after the time of look at the neder itself, the chalos of the neder. If the neder is taking effect when she's not married, then no one can be made for the neder, even if it was said at a different time when she was married. Rabbi Akiva Samar, Rabbi Akiva says, he looks at the same exact pasuk, Rabbi Omer Kasha Asa Nafsha, the same pasuk that starts, the beginning of that pasuk starts with Neda Almano Grusha, but the pasuk then says, Kasha Asa Nafsha Yalkam Aleh, anything that she made forbidden on herself will stand. It's referring to Kasha Asa Nafsha, is talking about the verb, the action of making the thing asa on herself, that referring to the saying of the neder, and atche yehi isure neder v'shas amanus v'gerishin. It has to be that for the husband not to be able to be made for it, it has to be that look at the time the neder was made. The time the neder was made, at time of amanus v'gerishin, that's when the husband is not going to be able to touch it, because go after the time of the Amira. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you go after the time of the Amira of the Neder, and according to Bishmal, you go after the time of the Neder itself, when the Neder itself takes effect. Says the Ran, Rabbi Yishmael Omer Yafer Desvirle Debasa Chalosa Neder Azlinon Vlo Basa Amira, because Rabbi Yishmael holds you go after the time when the Neder took effect, not after the time the Neder was said. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yafer Dazlinon Basar Amira, Rabbi Akiva says you go after the Amira. And the Gemara brought the Psukim, Rabbi Yishmael says, actually, here, Neder, Bishas, Amunus, Gershon. Neder, Hainu, Chalos, Neder. Neder means the effect of the Neder. Hilkach, Bein, Bereshon, Bein, Masefa. Therefore, in both cases of the Braisa, first and the second case, Basar, Chalos, Neder, Islam, Lemezal, we go after the time the Neder takes effect. However, Rabbi Akiva said, we look at the same Pasuk, and the same Pasuk says that, Kasha, Asra, Nafsha, actually, Isra, Neder, Kishio, Seres, Atma, Neder. The pasuk is talking about when she makes herself aser with the neder, which is the saying of the neder. Shakol holeich achar shashu noder. Everything goes after the time that he's making the neder or she's making the neder, and therefore that's the basis for his opinion. So Amar Avchista Masnisin Rabbi Akiva. Avchista says what seems to be on the first glance what must be that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Because in our Mishnah we said that we go after the time that she says the neder, not the time the neder takes effect. That seems to be exactly the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. As the Ran says, Masnisin Amani Rabbi Akiva he the Azal Basar Shas Amira. The Mishnah that says you go after the time of Amira is the Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah would go according to Rabbi Akiva. Abaye says Afilu Teimer Rabbi Shmuel. Says Abaye, you could even say Rabbi Shmuel will agree that in the case of our Mishnah, we go after the time of the Amira. Rabbi Shmuel only argues in the case of the Braisa, where she said, I'm going to be a Nazira when I get married or when I get divorced. But in the case of the Mishnah, it was different. In the case of the Mishnah was, I'm going to be a Nazira after 30 days. And here he makes a fine difference. The Mishnah, she made it dependent, she made her neder dependent on herself based on days, a duration of 30 days. In the Braisa, she said the change is going to happen. She's going to be a Nazira when she becomes married or when her marriage ends. It's possible for the days to pass, back in the case of the Mishnah, where she made it dependent on days, 30 days, possible for the days to pass and she won't be married, or the days to pass and she won't be divorced. So there's no automatic guarantee that there's going to be a change in her marital status within the 30 days. However, the Braisa, she says that the neder is going to take effect when she has a change in her marital status, either she becomes married or she becomes divorced. So what is the Gemara saying? Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, "Afilu tamei Rabbi Shmuel, dechi azar Rabbi Shmuel basar chalos haneder." The Ran says, when Rabbi Shmuel says he goes after the chalos haneder, which is what Rabbi Shmuel brings from the psukim, that's when she says the neder is dependent on when her status changes, when she becomes married or when she becomes divorced. Since it's impossible for the saying of the neder and for the taking effect of the neder to take effect in the same rishos, because it's taking effect when she's in a different domain, when she's not the same marital status. That's when Rabbi Shmuel holds, we go after the time the neder takes effect. In our mission where she said everything was dependent only on days, that 30 days from now, that's when she wants to become an Azira. It's possible that the days will pass and she won't be married, or the days will pass and she won't be divorced. It's just that when 30 days happens, she'll be in a zero regardless. It would come out, if there was no change in her marriage status, then the staying of the nether and the chalos of the nether, the effect of the nether will take effect in the same rishus. Therefore, even if her rishus changes, that she gets married or she gets divorced, Rabbi Shmuel will agree, we go after the time of the Amir of the Neder, lo basar chalos, kevin de betchilos ha'er, roya neder lachol basar rishos, shayim b'shas Amir. Since in the beginning, it was possible for the Neder to take effect at the same time of the Amir of the Neder, so in that case, Rabbi Shmuel will agree, go after the time of the Amir. So, the Ran doesn't say a svar why it should be like this, but the Ran just says that this is the difference. The difference is, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva will both agree when the Amira and the Chalos could both happen in the same Rishus, when she's in the same marital status. Then they'll both agree to go after the time of the Amira. That's what Abaye is saying. But if it would be a case where she's saying that it must be that the Chalos happens when her marital status changes, either when she gets married or when she gets divorced, that's where there's a Machlokas. That's when Rabbi Akiva says you still go after the Amira, and Rabbi Shmuel says you go after the time of the Chalos. The Ran says we pass like Rabbi Akiva, Hilchah Afilo Ameres Harini Nazira Keshen Nasei Keshen Esgayish. Therefore, even in the case of the Mishnah, where she says I'm going to be Nazira when my status changes, when I get married or divorced, and that's where Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva argue. Even in that case, Basar Shas Amiras Haneder Azina will go after the time of the Amir of the Neder, Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. Whether it means that the husband can be made for or cannot be made for, that we're going to go after the time of the Amira. Continuing on in the Gemara, Zeha Cloud, the Katani Gabe Nair Marasas. The Mishnah, the Gemara is going now to the second part of the Mishnah here, which the Mishnah said the case of that Nada Baba Yom, in the case of Nisuin, if she, once her Nisuin ends, even if she gets remarried the same day, the husband is not able to mefer because it's a considered kodman and inabal mefer bekodman. That's how the Ran explained the Mishnah here. But we had a parallel Mishnah in Perek Nair Marasa, the last parak on Daf Ayin Aleph, and the Mishnah there was talking about the case of an Arusa. Similar case, the Mishnah, we'll go back to that Mishnah for a moment, on Ayin Aleph, on Aleph, the top of the page. Nodav hi Arusa. Let's say she made a neder as an Arusa. Nizgarsha bobayom and nisarsa bobayom, and then the same day she got divorced and she got remarried with Erison. So all Erison the first time and Erison the second time, even 100 times, Avia Ubaila Ha'achon Mefirna Dereh, her father and her last husband can be made for the neder. Because over there, halacha is an aris is able to be made for bekomin. It's the opposite. With a baal, who's someone who's a nisuin, the husband who's a nisuin cannot be made for nedarim from before the marriage. When it comes to erisin, the aris is able to be made for bekomin. The aris is always made for with the father. So in that case, she didn't leave the jurisdiction of her father because she never had nisuin. And she's still an Naira. As long as she's still an Naira and she has not had Nisuin, she's still going to be in the Rishus of her father, and her father can be made for with whatever Aris remarries her that same day. And the Mishnah there said, Zaklah kol shelo yatzol Rishus atzma sha achas, anytime she didn't go into her own Rishus for one moment, avio b'ayla ha'achron mefir nedareh, her father and her last Aris are able to be made for the neder. And the Ran said over there in the Mishnah 9 Aleph that if she didn't go to Rishus Atzma, meaning she didn't become a Begeris, and she didn't have Nisuin, then she's still in her father's Rishus. She's not in Rishus Atzma, and therefore the father and the Aris can be made for the neder. So the Gemara asks over here, Daf on Daf Beites, it's almost like these two Mishnayos are mirrors of one another. One's talking about Aris and one's talking about Nisuin. That's talking about the case of the Aris who is able to make for Bekomin, and this is talking about the case of Nasui, not able to make for Bekomin. Zeaklah, the Ketani Gabi Nair Marasa Lasuye, what's the Zeaklah of Nair Marasa coming to include? Why does it have to say a Zeaklah? Don't we know that already from the example of the Mishnah of where she got remarried, Bobayom, the same day, even 100 times, Avio Bala Achim Efer Nidareh? So what is being added by the saying the Klal, as long as she didn't leave her own Rishos, Shah Achas, and her father and her last Aris are made for the nether together. So lasuye halach ha'av im shluchei ha'bal or shalcho shluchei ha'av im shluchei ha'bal benar marasa. It's coming to include if the father had gone with the messengers of the husband, or his shluchim, the father's messengers had gone with the messengers of the baal with a nar marasa davio b'ayla mefir nedareh, that her father and her baal, to her aris, can still be made for the nedarim. So this is really alluding to a sugya in Masechta Ksubis that the Gemara in Ksubis is talking about chuppah. When, at what point is a woman considered she entered chuppah? She's considered nesua. It's really not clear, which is why at chasanas we have various things that we do at the chasana to yotze different shitas about what's considered nesua, what's considered chuppah. So one of the possibilities is mesira, where the father gives over his daughter to the shluchim of the baal. Once she's given over, just the fact that she's given over to the shluchim, that would be considered possibly like nisuin, like chuppah. So the Mishnah says that she's still considered b'shus her father, and the father is able to be made for with the aris, as long as she didn't go to Rishos Atzma Shal Achas. So it's coming to include, the Zeklah is coming to include that, let's say the father went with the messengers of the Baal, or even if he had Shluchim going with the messengers of the Baal, it's still considered like she's still in the domain of her father. It's not considered like a Mesira. It's not considered like he's transferred her and given her over into the Rishos of the Aris, or the Baal, for Nisuin, rather. Says the Ran, Zeaklah Diktoni Gabi Nair Marasa, Pirkan de Nair Marasa, who this is in the parak of Nair Marasa, the last parak, the Tanan, Zeaklah Koshla Yatsalishus, Asma Shah Achas, as long as she has not gone to her own Rishos for one moment, Avia Ubaila Mefir Nadareh, her father and the Baal, which means the Aris, are made for the Nadarm. Lasuya is coming to include Halacha Av, Im Shluchei Baal, Ava Pisha Hi Im Shluchei Baal, even though she is with the Shluchei Baal. In other words, she's been handed over to the messengers of the Baal. So in a certain sense, there is a Mesira of sorts. Kevin Sha'af Ha'av O Shluchav Ha'chuima, since the father or the father's messengers went with her to the Shluchim of the husband, Lo Yatzta Mirshus Avia, she has not left the Rishus of her father, the Avia Vaila Mifir Nidareh, and her father and her Baal can therefore be made for the nether. So that's saying that it's still considered in the Rishus of her father, since the father or the shluchim are still with her. It says the Gemara, Zeaklah Diktani Gabi Ve'elin Nedarim. Now we're getting back to the Zeaklah of our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah say Zeaklah? In the case of Nisuin, we said if he married her with Nisuin, and then he divorced her and then remarried her the same day, he cannot be made for because she's already gone to Rishos Atzma Shah Achas Eino Yachala. A person, she's in her own Rishos Shah Achas, he can't be made for. What's that coming to include? It's coming to include if the father gave her over to the messengers of the husband or the Shluchim of the father gave over to the shluchim of Baal. She'en Baal mefer, become in the Baal will not be able to mefer in the prior nedarim. In other words, this is like the opposite. This is the case where we're saying that the father relinquishes his rishus and she is no longer in the rishus of the father once the father gives her over. Once he does a mesira and sends her to the shluchim of the Baal, or his own shluchim hand her over and they leave her in the hands of the shluchim of Baal, then she's already considered like nesuin. And then even if she gets divorced and she ends up getting divorced the same day, and then she gets remarried. Let's say it was a case of erusin, like the Ran said the second time around. Still, she would not be in the rishos of the father. The father would not be able to be made for. She would, and in terms of the husband, he wouldn't be able to be made for the nedarim prior because he's eino yachal hafer, because she is in the nedarim of kodman. Says the Ran, Zeaklav the Ktani Gabi Elin Adarm the Klumar Bepirkin the Hacha, the Zeaklav our parak over here, Asuya Masar Av the Shluch Abal. Kevin Shem Masra Lahem, once the father gives her over to them, Shuv Ein Lavir Shuspa, then he no longer has any control over it, she's not in his jurisdiction. The Havila Hach Mesira Knesuin, this Mesira that's giving over is like Nesuin, Shabal Mefer, Ben Adarm Shatidam Nesuin the Elach. That the Baal will be made for the Nadarim, that from the Nesuin onwards. So in other words, once this Mesirah has been done, then the Baal is able to be made for, and she's no longer in the jurisdiction of the father. The father is not involved. Ava Nadarim should not be kvar lo. But the husband would not be able to be made for Nadarim that she made already. She'en Baal made for the Kodmin, because the Baal cannot be made for the Kodmin. V'shut v'say the Av Nami lo. At that point, she's been given over the Mesirah, then the Baal cannot be made for with the partnership of the father either. The Baal Mesira Yatsa Mishasavya, because once there was a Mesira, she left the Rishas of her father, Shuv Ein Lo Zechuspa, and therefore he no longer has Zechus in her. So that would be akin to Nesuin once there's a Mesira, and that's the Chiddush over here, that Kol She Yatsa, the Shus Atzma Shah Achas, even with Mesira alone, even if she hasn't entered the house literally and been living with her husband, once there's a Mesira, she's already considered like she left the Rishas of her father. And she's in the rishus of her husband for the halachas of nedarim, that only the husband would be made for, not the father. And at that point, from that point onwards, if she would get divorced and then she would get remarried, with, let's say even with erusin, she would no longer be able to be made for the shutfas of the father either, because the aris and the father is shutafin, because she's already left the rishus of her father shah achas, and then she no longer goes back, and the father has no ability to be made for neder from then onwards. And we'll stop here.